Hey, good morning. I think that Jakob is at ISO 18626-2027 working group meeting, so it's just going to be a small gathering today. But I did talk with him this morning, so we had a couple meetings already, so I'll try to give you an update on where we're at. And Ian, I just wanted to ask you before we dive into this, though, in regard to David doing that reservoir update, he mentions that if a staff member, or I'm sorry, if a user did place a request at a very particular time, they would not get the transformer response. Like, is that going to break requests? I'm just wondering if we have to like announce this more. I mean, I think we have to announce it to the customer, but like, are they going to have service interruptions? Like, I'm not really sure what.
No, we're not gonna do like a whole better thing. We were just talking about this the other day. It should be a brief, like a blip. And he's gonna do it off hours.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not worth doing a banner.
Okay. So it would be like a total like insane fluke if one person managed to like even get something in during that time.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's gonna, set up the new one, take out the old one. It should just be done for a second.
Okay. All right. Thank you for explaining that, because I was just wanting to
Yeah, we're
make
trying to
sure.
reset a bit on our, I feel like the reshare customers get really squirrely, which, I get it for reshare upgrades. The software was new when we started, it's problematic, but they get really squirrely for like stuff that's not very exciting. Like this is just an upgrade to the reservoir, so Palsy needs it because there's a feature in there, but everyone else is just like basic hygiene, a bug fix. It's not a big deal. We just need
Yeah.
stuff fresh and not have like a negotiation every time we need to update something like that.
I know. Like, everyone's like really sensitive right now, and I don't not sure like why or like what the vibes are just kind of like yeah, I don't know. I think that, Carl said like, oh, when you change things, like we want to know about it, and it's like, well, I get it, but like sometimes, like you just said, like this is really just like maintenance-y type
Right.
stuff.
I mean, I don't mind telling Carl, but I don't want to, I don't care if people know, but I don't want to have like a deal where we have to like kind of negotiate with them. We're trying to say like,
Yeah.
hey, on days like, Sunday or whatever, or maybe it's different for reshare, we can just do our basic upgrades to make sure all of our dependencies are, secure or whatever it is. A lot of the upgrades are not like exciting or interesting. Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah. So are you suggesting that like we don't even need to float this by them, or like should we just say like, by the way, this is gonna change, like it's gonna be swap in, swap out, like no service interruption, like
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess you should talk to I should ask Mike what he thinks here.
I can ask Mike about that too.
Yeah. I mean, if I was doing this, I mean, David's doing it, so I'm not exactly sure, what he plans on. If I was doing this upgrade, I would probably mention to Carl or something and say like, "Hey, I'm upgrading this. It's dependencies. It's not going to change the functionality. It will be brief. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it off hours. Just FYI, it's happening. But I'm not going to like." Whatever. That would be my preference. Would be to mention it
Okay.
so they don't get all upset with us if it, something does happen to break, but also like I don't want to, have libraries getting all worked up for nothing.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. All right, I'll probably run just that comment by Mike and Julie so that she and I are aligned with
Yeah, I think
how.
it Yeah. It also helps to communicate a sense of, normalcy. when
Right.
we're talking with the customers, I think sometimes we're like, we're gonna do this thing. It's crazy. It might work. I don't know. Just like, yeah, it's a routine.
It's crazy. Okay. Thank you. Hey, Kurt. So Jakob's not here. He's actually out starting tomorrow for 2 weeks. And then I'm out before he gets back. So we're in like a fun little period here. So I think let's start with updates, and then we can talk a little bit about what he was thinking we should do with our time. So there's a bunch of stuff that I'm still waiting to hear back from the customer on. I guess he's given Adam and Giannis some broker tasks already, so I think we're good there. David, all right, Ian, I don't know if you've been doing much on this board, but do you have any updates or questions?
No, I haven't really done anything on this board. I'm just looking at this directory verification thing. I'll do that now. Everything else is kind of in holding, or can I do something with this synced one?
No, and I know that Mike Grell asked me to like figure this out, and
He's just
so
trying to
I,
tidy it up. I mean,
yeah.
if you want to move it into another sprint, or I don't know if we're going to do anything with it, whatever, or just leave it. That's fine. I don't care.
Yeah, maybe I will just put it into the next sprint. Did I create the next sprint? Are we on? Let's see what happens. Okay. I still need to just confirm and give you the requests that need updated. And I just haven't had time to do it, so.
Okay. And then I haven't done anything with decommissioning thing there. I don't think there's anything blocking me there, but I just haven't done it. So that's all.
Actually, can we move this one too? Because this we're waiting for. How far into future does the DevOps sprints go? Does Wayne make a bunch? Oh yeah.
I think there's probably a bunch, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let me. He or Trove said that they're gonna try to force their customers to be done by December 1st and cleaning out those ISO the tenants that moved to ISO functionality. And so I don't think we should do this decommissioning active Trove
Until after
inactive Trove
that.
tenants until those are cleaned out.
Okay.
So I just put that far away
Sure.
into the future.
You want to add a comment to that effect, like waiting on whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot. What was the name of that one? Hold on.
Otherwise, I'll find it while you move on to the next thing.
Yeah, no, that was decommissioning inactive Trove tenants. Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. Move to early December sprint. You know, like string a sentence together. I'm so sorry. Oh my God. Okay, hold on. Close enough. All right. Thank you for dealing with me. Okay, so you're going to work on this, and then you're kind of in a holding pattern or not having to do anything right now for this part of reshare.
Yeah, that's my understanding. Just support whatever comes up. But yeah, other than that, I'm working on, VFind, whatever.
Yep. Okay, cool. Thank you. I'm trying to review these tickets for Giannis. Tim Jackson submitted some requests from Alma, so I should be able to do that and close those out hopefully today. Jason, how are things going for you?
Bewildering, but fine.
Did you say bewildering?
Oh, yes.
We just had a chat with Wayne and Jakob and Tara about getting these ZFL tickets reviewed and packaged such that once they're reviewed in one and two, then Tara will create a ticket for Dave and I to deploy them to three and four for another round of smoke testing, and then David will convey that a once that's done, he'll convey that a release is packaged and ready for the customer. So these should be looked at soon, and hopefully either removed or kicked back to you. That's all I know. We're just trying to close out the wrap out the ZFL stuff so that we can give them a release and then move away from thinking about that for now.
Ah, nice. Sounds good.
Do you have anything you want to discuss about these or otherwise?
No, I've mostly just been trying to get my head back into the directory and start understanding some of the stuff that had been built in the meantime.
I think that he is going to, I think Jakob is going to create, well, I guess we'll just let's come back to this whole directory conversation after we talk with Kurt for a minute. But I think that's like what we're going to be focused on, obviously. So, Kurt. When I talked to Jakob this morning, he suggested that we, if you're able to look at the, and I can help you with this too, but if you're able to look at the Trove prod exceptions channel to see if we can close out any of these, because prod has been upgraded with the latest changes for almost a week. I can't hear you, Kurt. You're like really muffled. I don't know if everyone else can hear you though.
Yeah, it's like there's a pillow on someone on his face or something, and someone's possibly sitting on that pillow. It's muffled it to an extreme.
No,
Almost
no
comically
dice.
so.
Yeah. Well, we'll give Kurt some time to check his audio situation.
Well, I'm really curious though. You said they've been running it for a while now. How's that going?
So we upgraded them last Thursday, and their everything was fine. I haven't received a single ticket.
That's almost unsettling.
No. I have been in chats with Caval because Australia is going through like their time change situation, which is it's pretty complicated. And so they were asking me to update their test tenants, TSOX and T6, to various time zones so they could make sure that things looked right. And they said it everything is appropriate and keeping up with the changes for their daily or yeah daily savings time.
Oh, wow, they do that nonsense too.
Oh my gosh, I let me see if I can try to bring up the this picture. It was like it was cracking me up.
But some of it depends. Like this half of the tracks on this city, they have daylight savings time. Over here, no.
Yeah, it is kind of like that. And like some of them are like it's like 7:30, and then other places it's 8. Like it's not always like a full hour.
Oh, I
Which
really
is
like things on hard mode.
yeah,
Yeah.
I was like this is wild. So let me see if I can. Oh, it was cracking me up. I don't know where that chat went. That's really alarming to me. Okay, let's see here. Oh, I don't think I can. Oh, maybe here. This was something they sent me like to just capture like how messed up it is. Like, oh, and there's also this one that they sent where like half of one of the states is okay. I don't know what's wrong with me today. Let's see here. Okay. Like half of this state was on a different time zone for a little while too. I don't know. Anyway, it's like extra bizarre because it's that. All right, Kurt, how are you back?
Good segue. I like it.
Yeah. Oh, now I can't hear anything from Kurt.
We should like look at the chat or something and see if he's messaged. Did
Oh,
hear.
he probably has. Mobile mic is acting up. Okay. So, all right. Well, anyway, Kurt, I can sync up with you, but the gist is if you are able to see what's going on over in the prod exceptions channel in regard to these, that would be fantastic. Cool. And Jakob said if they can't be confirmed one way or the other, let's go ahead and close them. But basically just try to see if there's anything that doesn't look like it's resolved. And then I need to review this. I'm sorry, I haven't done that yet. This request out of sync. So that's on my to-do list. And then Kurt, Jakob said he's going to put in a ticket, together a ticket for you about getting the directory running locally. And that he thinks he wants to give you a task, associated with, sort of access controls granularity of, who can edit various things. I see your comment here, getting local CI dev environment up. He thinks so. I mean, he told me just getting the directory running locally. I don't know what that exactly what that means. So hopefully it's, the ticket is clear. Jason, is that what you've done?
I'm not sure. Are we talking about like the prototype directory thingy?
I think so.
Yeah, because I wasn't clear what we were going to call it, whether it's like mod directory, but then that's what we call the other one. And
Directory or
I didn't want to spend too much time giving it a name, so I just called it directory-ish for now and figure we'll just sort that out later.
is that what you said to me, Ian? Directory, what?
Directory-er. I don't know.
Direct.
Directory-ish is good too.
It's even directory-er than the other. This
Yeah.
is the directory-est.
Yeah. Oh,
Oh
no,
God.
that's for later.
Yeah, that's the next one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, Jakob and I
Okay.
were just talking about the granularity of authentication and authorization in the new directory. So I thought that's what he was saying Kurt might want to do.
Yeah, that's what Kurt just said in chat, that I think that's what Jakob is asking him to look at, is the authentication, or not authentication, but yeah. But I think he's gonna put like an actual ticket together for you, so that you hopefully have some clear like next steps. I think that his idea was that if there was an actual real task, that it would help you get situated with like Go and the structure a little bit, because otherwise it's just like, oh, it's like figure out Go is like not a useful approach. So
It's not enough to go on. Sorry.
yes. And also, I found out yesterday, I was talking with Alan Jones. Apparently, like the SMEs and Deborah, or like a subset of the SMEs and Deborah, had done a like a directory 2.0 like review slash wish list, or like some requirements gathering for that. And he's trying to find the documentation to share with me, and so hopefully we'll have some a little bit more like stakeholder guided input on that, at least to start with. Whether we have to go get more or not is its own thing, but it should give us some basics like about what would be preferable in the new directory. And then, so one thing that Jakob also suggested, Jason, is that we during this call create capture a ticket for what you're up to in regard to, I think what he was saying was patch updates or something along those lines. I don't know if that would be useful for you, but we should have something to indicate that you're working on, reestablishing your where you were at previously and what you're picking at currently.
That makes sense, but I'm not even sure I can articulate that. And it would be helpful to like pick something. But then he had other things in mind. But I think that is sensible. Maybe at
Yeah,
least two of them.
at least two tickets.
Yeah, it was at least two things that I've been looking at. And then like a third conversation. Yeah.
Okay, so how would you like to capture these, at least in a like temporary way, whether you have to add to them or not?
Well, I don't even know if it's like the most pressing things. It was just that I was wanting to get feedback from, well, actually, I was thinking, yeah, Adam and Yanis and Jakob, who have been doing a lot more stuff with Go, about, and not just Go, but like specifically this somewhat esoteric way that Jakob is really enthusiastic about us using it. Yeah, there were two parts that seemed like especially sketchy and that I needed a better solution for. And so I was starting to look into that, and then I posted something about that on the Reshare Dev channel and only Jakob replied. So I'm not sure if it's worth like adding other people or just taking his answer as representative of the rest of them and then just going for it. Or if those are even kind of the priorities. Just because they
Yeah.
bother my aesthetic doesn't necessarily mean they're pretty bad.
Yeah, I think that he expected that you would have some things that you wanted to like clean up from where you had left off. and to like kind of get back into this mode. So I think if we could, capture something along those lines. But then he also said that an approach could be for us to like try to get the directory-ish to a point where we could actually like apply it to implement it for Trove. So like bringing their data in and managing Trove, like that could be a step like towards proving this out a little bit more. But I don't know how you feel about that.
Well, as I mentioned at the beginning, bewildered. There's like it's just like a lot. As Kurt will soon find out, it's just a lot lower level, which is good in some ways and bad in other ways. Like there's nothing surprising, so that's good. But you have to very tediously tell it every little step of every little thing every time. And so I find myself very hesitant to do anything. Because it's like, okay, well, if I go down that whole road, if I want to change that, I have to unwind all that and then go like do other, I'll get used to it. But it's sort of intimidating at the moment in that way. So it's like it's every time I hear about, oh, we have this additional requirement, we have this other additional requirement, I find it quite paralyzing because it's like, oh, well, okay, so whatever I write now, we're just gonna have to totally rewrite anyways. That's also not super useful, so I should just do something.
Well, I guess, is there anything that we can hear that would be helpful to you right now, or are you?
You can commiserate and like I can ramble a little bit. I don't know. And then like help reassure me that this is like a reasonable direction.
That works for me. I mean, I think if that's useful for you, let's chat about it.
But I could also just chat about it with Kurt if that's like if this is maybe like super uninteresting to Ian and I don't know.
Well, actually, that's a good point because it would be good to have Kurt like able to chat. So maybe, and now that he knows that that's what Jakob wants him to work on, like maybe it makes sense for you guys to sync up when he's like geared up for that. Does that sound reasonable? I don't know if Kurt is still able to chat on here, but.
Yeah, I can reach out to him on Slack after, and then just as soon as he has audio capabilities.
Oh, he says sounds reasonable. I will say I did read your messages on Reshare Dev, but like they're a little out of my some of my wheelhouse for sure. So I think talking with Kurt and Jakob is probably a better use of your time. but I am trying to get the information from the sneeze, so hopefully that comes soon. Okay. Well, I'll take a look at the Slack channel and see if I can bring in like something that captures what you're up to.
Well, I'll tell you the two things that I'm up to.
Okay.
But it's yeah, like I say, kind of flustering and then there's also just the general thing of how does this even work? Like I still have to one thing I wanted to do is figure out how my debugger, like being able to set a breakpoint so the program just stops at this place so you can inspect like, well, what does it see in this area? Is really useful, and that's something I had previously set up for Go, but I have now forgotten how to use that. And so I meant to chase down to see if I have notes for that because I wanted to share that with Kurt, for example. So I don't know if activities like that really get well captured by tickets. It seems kind of just like a vague general task of refamiliarize yourself with overall ecosystem and help Kurt get up to speed. I don't know if that's worth having a ticket for, but like that's That's a big chunk of what I'm doing. But as for the more concrete things, the way that it lists directory entries from the database is just, it's kind of cumbersome because it gets back the join tables in just this one flat thing. And the way that joins work in this kind of database, if you have something like multiple symbols for the same directory entry, because you're storing the symbols in different tables because you want to be able to support multiple symbols, that what you wind up with is it'll just repeat every other column that was there for each symbol. And then if you also have multiple endpoints, like the ISO endpoint and multiple whatever, then you're actually just multiplying the number of rows. And so we had it go through and then just check, well, is this talking about the same directory entry ID? And if it is still, then we're going to keep tacking it on to the one that exists versus, oh, it's a new one. Okay, now we're creating a new one. And that was, I don't know, kind of janky and needed it. Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't think it's going to be the most maintainable way to go. And so I was looking at alternatives for how we might make the database do that part, even if it's a bit slower. Because it'll be more reliable and maintainable. But then that's
Handling
combined, so that's specifically for listing the directory entries. And now the way it was, it literally would just list the directory entries. It's not going to be like, oh, I want the directory entries. But first of all, there's nothing about pagination. Like, there's nothing like, I want the first 100 directory entries. But there's additionally nothing about filtering. I want the directory entries where they're in this city, or I want the directory entries sorted by most recent modified date, or I want the directory entries containing this string in their name, or any of that. And for a lot of that kind of filtering, for historical reasons, Index Data and the Folio project have used this thing called CQL, the Common Query Language. And Adam wrote, and I think Jakob to an extent helped on that, a CQL parser for Go. And it can take a CQL expression and spit out, among other things, SQL for querying a database. And so, in addition to retooling this entries endpoint to be able to list things in a more maintainable way, we also need to have that query still support somehow being able to be modified to have this like extra where this equals that, where the other things, like this bunch of where clauses tacked onto it that were generated by this CQL parser. And so that's broadly what I was looking at there, is how to make this thing support, to get to a place where it supports working with the CQL parser and also doesn't require the janky unfolding of the join. And I guess I could try to summarize that as an issue. But I've left so far the pagination and sorting as a future to do, because I think that was enough. Those will have less impact on the shape of the query and the way the query is run, whereas the other stuff does. One of the tools that Jakob was keen on us using was called SQLC, and it can't be employed in this context because it expects you to know what the query is before you even start. And the way it does filtering type stuff is you just have all of the possible things that you might have filters on, and then as part of your query, and just have it and just set them to null if you're not filtering on those things, which can work in some simple cases. And I built it with an example of some of that, but I don't think it's going to work well with CQL. And so I then need to, part of this is I need to figure out how to use the kind of lower level access to the database and go, in this case, we're using something called PGX. It may end up bewildering, like there's just like a lot. That's this one.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna just I'm just gonna assign this to you, and if you can, like, I don't know if there's anything you want to put in here, cool. I don't want to like try to take a stab at it, but we'll create another one. What's this
I
other?
can just create two tickets that
Yeah.
broadly describe some of these issues, and I can work on them. That's fine. You don't have to do
Yeah.
that if you don't want to.
Well, I think it's good. We'll link them and they'll be here, and that's good. I need to add like a reshare community something here so that because I don't think it's necessarily internal business, but like I don't think it should be applied just to Trove, but
At the moment, it's internal business. I don't know.
okay, but go ahead, please.
So that was one of them. And the other one is a lot of the code and structures are generated from this sort of specification that we have for the API. And this is an approach that Jakob is really enthusiastic about, where instead of using some tools to make an API and then generate a specification that kind of documents what the API does and what endpoints exist and all that kind of stuff, that he likes the idea of we manually write the specification for what the API is, and in the process, kind of write documentation for it. And like, this is the API. And then we generate some of the structures used in the code from that. So basically, you can't help but keep the documentation up to date. But also, you can move this to different languages or other things because, in some ways, the main source of truth for it actually is this structured document. And the language for writing this API specification is called OpenAPI or OAPI. And it's currently had OpenAPI 3.0, and they're looking at adopting a new standard for it, 3.1, that is not quite there yet. And the tool we're using to generate Go from it does not support that anyways. So that's kind of off to the side. But with the existing standard, I was trying to use it. I was trying to make an API that kind of works somewhat similar to how we're doing it now, in the sense that you don't have to send everything to update. Like, if you want to just update the name of a directory entry, you don't have to send it the symbol and the address and like everything. You can just send the part that changed. Because I do think that there's a potential for kind of bugs in the UI code to affect the data and stuff. Like I'm just more comfortable with that kind of, they call it, it's a patch instead of a put in HTTP semantics. And this open API thingy doesn't have a great way to express that. You basically have to write something all over again for like all the properties of a directory entry. You have to kind of write that whole list out again and what type they are, et cetera. And that's unfortunate. I'd like to not have to specify that twice because that's cumbersome. And there was one potential way around it, but it was not, it's seemingly not well supported by the tool we're using. Because of course it's not. And so I was
Yeah,
going to look
why
at.
would it just why would it be supported?
I mean, you can't
Okay.
expect much because this is all very sort of esoteric kind of stuff that is like probably used by even fewer people than that Grail stuff. It's a lot nicer and has a very different set of problems. Like I say, it's much more manual. There's much less magic involved. It's not doing a trillion things in the background. But so that's actually less of a problem in this situation. But we still are using some kind of off the beaten path software. And as a result, it's a little bit variable that way.
You're saying the open API is off the beaten path?
The software for generating Go code from
Oh,
OpenAPI
okay.
is
Got it.
off the beaten path.
Yeah, I have no idea
So
about that.
there, the approach to working with this path endpoint using OpenAPI to kind of inherit a lot of these properties from another definition does not seem to work with OAPI code gen. And so I need to find some kind of a alternative around that, or at the moment it just has a redundant definition for some of the stuff.
Well, that sounds almost equally bewildering.
Yeah, and it's just like this, it's in YAML, which is this fun kind of shorthand config file-esque way of writing stuff, but it's all very particular about, say, indentation. And so when it's this giant sprawling YAML file, it's like, what section am I even in kind of thing? It's a little bit unwieldy.
We've been using on the ops team, there's JQ, there's like an extension called YQ where you can pipe it through YQ and it'll turn to JSON and validate it and stuff like that. It's been handy just for if you get lost.
I wonder if I should even put something in CI just to use a tool like that to validate the YAML just so that, I guess it doesn't matter because the test will blow up if it doesn't parse. I remember, and I think I shared on the channel at some point, I've now forgotten what the hotkey is, but there's actually a hotkey in VS Code to collapse down to a certain level.
Yeah, I think the tools in there are pretty good. I don't use it for YAML that much, but yeah, we do a lot of YAML and it takes a little getting used to.
Yeah, and so it's just a lot of getting back into it. So like the Grails and Java ecosystem was one entire whole massive amount of nonsense information, and now I have to forget about all of that and try to re refresh myself on this other huge pile of nonsense information. So that's fun. I guess I can go clean up those tickets so that that's something to
Yes,
go on.
please.
Finish replying to
Please,
Jakob, and then I'll see if Kurt has some kind of a communication situation, or I can just phone him, whatever. It works.
it sounds like, well, I know you're not around tomorrow. So I don't know if Kurt might not be able to link up with you until Thursday, if his audio is troublesome today. But if there's any stuff that you can do over Slack, at least so that he has a good starting point, or you guys can
I
discuss
can throw links
things.
at him. You can,
Sweet.
like, there's a Go has a like a nice almost a kind of a tutorial, but it's almost like just sort of like, here is a guide to like some basic things about the language, and it steps you through it in a almost pleasant kind of way. Well paced.
With that particular documentation, so the CrossLink team, like the project itself, they have a developer or someone who's trying to be a developer. I'm not really sure what their status is, but they're trying to rebuild the IDS logic site in Go, and they asked if we had any tips or tools or suggestions. And I had sent a question on the CrossLink dev channel asking those guys if they had anything to share.
Yeah,
But
I
it
saw that.
sounds it is oh, you did see that? Does what you just described, would that be useful to this person who isn't familiar with Go?
But it would be like the most obvious thing.
I
Because
mean,
it's like on Go's own page. And if that's all we give
oh,
them, that's
okay,
like, oh yeah,
I
read the
see.
manual kind of thing. Like it's like very, it's almost dismissive to just but it's a very good place to start. Like it's excellent, but it's yeah, I don't know about that. And then a lot of the other choices we've made, well, Jakob's made, and I'm not 1,000% sold on all of this quite yet, and I'm still trying to talk myself into it, so I'm not sure I'm the best person to represent them.
Yeah, and I mean I wrote back to that person and said like I haven't, I don't have anything really to share. So it's okay, but I was just thinking like if we did, that would be nice to pass along. But okay, that makes total sense. Okay. Well, thank you all. By the way, Tara and Dave and I will be joining Thursday calls. At least I think it might be like a little as needed, but they're definitely joining this Thursday to go over the ZFL, like whatever needs to be reviewed and or deployed as a release. I think that we'll try to do the ZFL stuff first in those calls so that they can drop off if they need or want. But that was just a heads up. I don't think Jakob will be here. He's out and for a while, maybe until like the 22nd or something. So after today. So please ask him whatever questions you might have today and tomorrow. He said he's traveling tomorrow, so he should be able to answer. But okay. Anything?
Do we know if Giannis will be working these couple weeks while Jakob is out?
Yes. Jakob said that he had already set up some tickets for Giannis for while he's away. And he's gonna add one more that I asked him to create for an Alma thing. So I think that Giannis is working and has some tasks related to the broker assigned already.
Okay, because yeah, I think I might at some point reach out and chat with him a bit just to get some of his perspective on some things, go wise and remotely,
Absolutely.
Adam.
Yeah. That makes sense. I think that they're both going to be around more or less. I think I saw Adam send a message there saying that he was taking some vacation time, but like maybe a day or something. I forget.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, please lean on those guys who have been in it a little longer, for sure. All right, Kurt, good luck with the cat. I hope that he or she gets to feeling better. That sucks. And
Yeah.
yeah, if you guys can link up, that's great. Ian, if you need anything, I know that you're more in the Viewfind land right now, but if you need anything from us, just let us know. And by the way, I am going to try to figure out if I'm able to archive the Trove dev channel. And we'll start using the reshare dev channel exclusively. Jakob floated the idea of using the crosslink dev channel, but I kind of prefer to keep reshare-ish things in the reshare dev channel, unless anyone has strong opinions otherwise.
That's fine with me.
Okie dokie. All right. Talk to you all soon.
Cool. See ya.
Bye.